My name is Maurice Watson Jr., and this is my story. And as I take you through my journey up until this point in time, I just want to take the time and say thank you to my family, my friends, my supporters, my loved ones in advance. And without you guys, I wouldn't be at where I'm at today. So I just want to point that out there. And the main thing I would want to do for this series that I'm doing is to try to spray as much motivation and inspiration to anybody that listened to this series. Whether you're a person that just graduated from high school, whether you're the person who's graduated from college, or even just getting their life on track. And the idea that I'm trying to push is the fact that your location doesn't always determine your destination, but you do. And with that being said, let's get into how it all began as I present to you Aimless Destination. At that moment, my heart sunken. My mind was racing. My family at that moment had already left the airport for dropping me off for my flight. And all I could think to myself was,
How could you be so stupid? How could you be so careless? How did you forget to pay for the most important thing, was to pay for the freaking flight?
And as I was standing there in the airport, contemplating what was my next move was going to be, that's when the most unexpected thing happened. It was March 2020, Batty Creek High School was where I was attending in my hometown of Beaufort, South Carolina at the time. I was just your typical high schooler, you know, playing sports, having good grades, hanging out and cracking jokes with friends as usual. Everything was going pretty good for the most part, that is, so to speak. But school finally let out, and for the day everyone was either catching the bus, carpooling, or some of the high schoolers had their own car to drive to and from school. And as far as for me, well, I was playing baseball at the time. And we had a game that very night. And we was going against a rival baseball team at the time. It was around 7 o'clock at night, the sun was already set. And the sky was setting to the point where you see the stars to appear. Around this time, we was coming down to the wire. And it was close too. It was heavily contested and we was on the defensive. And at this time, I was in right field. As you would imagine, my uniform was soaked. My uniform was covered in orange clay from stealing a base or two early in the game. My cleats covered in mud and my socks covered in grass debris. And as I get ready for the pitch to be thrown, in which it did, all I heard was a loud crack. And that's when the batter sent the ball 30 feet in the air, to the point to where I can barely see the ball in the midst of the rain that started to come down. And as I sprint as fast as I can, and as the ball starts to fall back down to the ground, I set myself and watched the ball fall into my glove where the crowd roared with cheer and excitement. After that catch, we was able to beat our rival and win the game. But it later turns out that it would be the last baseball game I played in a high school uniform. That's when I found out that COVID changed everything.